Hello there and welcome to the program. Today we enter into the first Sunday of Lent. That's what we're going to be talking about on the program. My name is Gary Zimak and I'm pleased to be your host for the next 30 minutes. On this show, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Lent. I call the theme of today's show, after I looked at the readings and prayed about it, I call the theme for today's show, Safe from Danger. We'll talk more about what exactly that means, but I think you're going to like it because this is a message of hope for us today as the Lord speaks to us through sacred scripture. Also on today's program, as you know, I wrote a book, or as you may not know, or you may know, I'm not sure, I wrote a book called Give Up Worry for Lent. I've been speaking a lot about it on the radio. I've been traveling, sharing the good news, leading parish missions, doing a daily reflection about Give Up Worry for Lent. I'm going to also, we're going to actually start with this, read the entry for the first Sunday of Lent from Give Up Worry for Lent. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to give you the Bible verse that I used and maybe say a few words about it. So we want to mix all of that in. So you get a little extra bonus material today on this show, but I hope you're excited about Lent. I have to be honest, for many years, I really struggled with the idea of Lent because to me, it was just a painful experience. You know, the giving up of things I like, the desert experience. But over time, I've really, and I'm not kidding about this, I really have grown to appreciate and enjoy Lent. And yes, Lent can be enjoyed. So look, let's work on this together. God willing, I plan to be here with you each week as we go through Lent. And we'll continue to try to really appreciate the great gift of the season of Lent as we ultimately prepare. And that's what we don't want to forget. As we ultimately prepare to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. You know, it's, I'm not going to say too much now before we pray, but essentially what you want to keep in mind is you want to keep one eye on the cross, but the other eye on what lies beyond the cross. You want that hope of the resurrection. We are, as Christians, not marching to Calvary as our final destination, but to Calvary and then on to the resurrection of Jesus, onto the empty tomb. We're headed towards something good. And you don't want to lose sight of that. Yes, suffering is a part of the Lenten season, embracing your suffering, carrying your cross, giving up things. Absolutely. But we don't ever want to forget why we are doing it, why we're giving up what we're giving up, you know? And that requires us to stay focused on the risen Jesus. So with that in mind, why don't we get started? We've got a lot to do today. And let's turn to our Father in heaven right now as we officially begin our Lenten journey on this program and ask him to give us what we need. And we also want to thank him and praise him and let him know that we're sorry that we might have messed up a little bit. So if you'll join me, I'll lead. You follow along. Let's talk to God the Father. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, you know, it's always such a privilege to be able to speak with you. In particular, when I get to do it on this program, it's a great honor. And I'm just really, really glad to be able to start the show off with our conversation with you, Father. And we want to first come to you and praise you. Praise you for being Almighty God, all-powerful, all-knowing, present everywhere. Nothing is too big for you. You're infinitely filled with love. You are love. And that's a lot of good stuff, Father. And I don't want to lose sight of that. How good you are. How amazing you are. How incredibly powerful you are. And at the same time, you are our Father because you adopted us when we were baptized. So we praise you and we also thank you. You have blessed us in so many ways over the years. First, with the gift of life. You created us out of nothing. You did it because you loved us. And you wanted to be in a relationship with us. And in order for that to happen, you had to create us out of nothing. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for sustaining us for so many years. The fact that we're alive shows that you took care of all of our needs from the time we were first conceived. Father, as we praise you, as we thank you, we also have to acknowledge that there were times that we didn't do what you wanted us to do. And there were also times when we did what you didn't want us to do. Hope I got that straight, Father. That's a little confusing to me, but there are sins of omission and commission, and we have to acknowledge that to one degree or another, we committed them all. Finally, Father, we ask you to provide for our needs this day, to bless our family and friends, to be with those who are sick, homeless, looking for employment, lost, looking for you but don't realize it, angry at you. So many people to pray for, Father. And we pray for all of us here today, Father. We pray that we can enter into Lent with the expectation of growing closer to you and your Son Jesus along the way. Please give us the grace we need for that to be able to happen. I ask you, Father, to give me the words for the show today so that I can deliver your message. And also, Father, I ask you to open all of our hearts and all of our minds so that we will be able to hear your words today, hear your message, and put them into practice in our lives. Father God, we ask these things in the name above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Well, thank you for praying with me again. My name is Gary Zimek. I'm pleased to be with you today as we do this program every week. This week, we're looking at the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Lent. We're also going to look at the readings, the Bible verse from my book, Give Up Worry for Lent today, for this Sunday, this first Sunday of Lent. It ties in perfectly with the theme of the readings today. Before we get into the show, I want to direct you to my website, followingthetruth.com, if you want to find out how to purchase my books, if you want to sign up for my daily email reflection, which is free of charge, and which for the duration of Lent is going to be focused on supplementing the material in the book, Give Up Worry for Lent. So I really think you'll enjoy that. It'll help you to follow along with the book. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com. And also, if you want to possibly bring me to your parish or your conference to speak, you can do that at the website as well. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to find out about me and all that I have to offer. All right, I don't know how else to say that. So let's, before we get into the Sunday Mass readings, let's look at the entry for the first Sunday of Lent. This is day 5 of Give Up Worry for Lent. I'm going to read this verse, maybe talk a little bit about it, and then get right into the Mass readings. It ties in very nicely. I chose for this first Sunday of Lent, 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. You know, I just want to read this briefly. I don't want to read the whole thing to you, but just an excerpt from what I wrote in Give Up Worry for Lent about this verse. In today's gospel reading, as well as in the first letter of Peter quoted above, we learn a valuable lesson about Satan. He is extremely confident and persistent. And while I don't want to give him too much credit, we do need to take him seriously. If he had the audacity to tempt Jesus, don't think for a minute that he won't try to tempt you too. He will. Unfortunately for us, he's very good at what he does. Trying to get us to turn away from God, he strikes us where we are weakest. And in the book, I go on to talk about, you know, those of us who struggle with anxiety and those of us who tend to worry, we sometimes give in to these imaginary or future fears. Like, what if this never gets better? Or what if I'm never able to stop this sin that I just can't seem to stop? Am I going to end up in hell? What if my bank account keeps going down further and further? Am I going to end up on the street somewhere? You know, these various things that we tend to worry about. Satan is very smart. Now, he can't read your mind, but he's going to try certain things in a way to steer you away from Jesus and increase your fear, hopefully, which will lead to worry, which will ultimately lead you to turn away from the Lord and focus more on the what ifs. You know, Satan's real. He's a threat. He's going to try to trick you, make you afraid, or do whatever he can to get you to turn away from Jesus. I would recommend you recognize his threat. Number two, recognize the fact that he can only suggest things. He can't harm you. He can't make you commit a sin. He can't make you worry. There's nothing he can do. The Lord's grace is stronger than Satan. He can protect you. But just recognize that when you're tempted to not trust God, when you think like he's never going to answer my prayers, he can't fix this. This is too big for him. When you start to think like that, you're really making Satan happy. And a general rule of thumb in life as a Christian is don't do things that make Satan happy, right? I mean, that's very simple, but it's true. So he's real, but don't give him too much credit. Recognize that when you start to think thoughts of discouragement, of excessive fear, of things that go against what the church teaches, namely that God answers prayers, he hears all prayers. You know, you start to think, well, maybe he's not listening. Whether it's Satan or not, just be aware that they are just thoughts, they are just feelings. And then ultimately, you are in control. You're in control of your Lent. You're in control of your spiritual life. You are in control of making it to heaven. And you're only going to get there by the Lord's grace, but you can turn to him and continue to ask for that grace and receive it, even if you don't feel like it, right? So the feelings aren't going to get you to go to hell. Ultimately, following the Lord, living a holy life, is an act of the will. Take Satan seriously, but don't get freaked out by him. With that in mind, let's get into the readings for the first Sunday of Lent. We're going to see an example of Jesus right now doing something that will mirror what we're asked to do during Lent. He heads into the desert. Luke chapter 4, I'm going to start with the gospel as I always do on this program, then we'll back up and look at the other readings. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. Now, this is after he allowed himself to be baptized by John the Baptist. And then the Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit that you and I first received when we were baptized, that same Spirit resided in Jesus and would lead him. You know, it's difficult to deconstruct it, the work of the Spirit, Jesus and his relationship with the Father. It's difficult when you start to deconstruct it and try to make sense of it. Because sometimes we can't, because we can't fully understand the mystery of God. But just know that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that's in you, that Holy Spirit was in Jesus as well. And he was led, Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. So you're not going through anything that he didn't already go through when it comes to temptation. Jesus ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." And Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. So, you know, I'm not going to go into all the ins and outs of this gospel passage, because there's a lot that I could say about this. But basically what we see here is Jesus going into the desert, away from the world, you know, trying to detach from the noise and the distractions of the world, similar to what we do during Lent, what we're called to do during Lent. The church encourages us to give up certain things, to be more prayerful, to go to a quiet place. And, you know, it's going to be different for each one of us. But basically, to let the noise, to put aside the noise of the world, that's not easy to do. So this desert experience Jesus enters into is similar to what we're going through during Lent. And he was tempted by the devil. He allowed himself to be tempted by the devil. Now, what we see here is the fact that the devil was audacious enough to tempt Jesus, because he doesn't know everything. That's the thing about Satan. He doesn't know everything. He doesn't know your interior thoughts. So he's going to try things based on your response, based on what he can see with your reactions. He's able to fine-tune his plan and really attack you to a greater extent. But the power of Jesus is stronger than the power of Satan. Satan is not all-powerful. He's just going to be yammering in your ear, trying to get you to turn away from the Lord. Now, during Lent, when you're trying to do extra things to unite yourself with Jesus, to become closer to him, to weed out some of the junk in your life, to get back on the right track. You know, sometimes we get off the main road. We start following our will instead of God's will. During Lent, we're trying to adjust that. Satan's going to try to get you to mess up. So if you're trying to give up worrying and trust in the Lord more, he's going to try to get you to do things that mess up your plans. If you're trying to draw closer to the Lord by breaking away from sin, the devil's going to try to give you more reasons why you should commit those sins. He's a liar. He'll stop at nothing to get you to turn away from the Lord. But he doesn't have power over you. Just remember that. And that's one of the reasons I called this show Safe from Danger. There's no doubt he's a threat. He wants you to go to hell. I mean, he literally does. He wants you to lose your salvation. He does not want you to end up successfully making it to heaven. The devil does not want that. He's going to try to get you to be condemned. He can't force you to turn away from the Lord, but he's going to try to trick you. Just be aware. And also be aware that the grace given to us by the Lord will protect us from the attacks of the enemy. Let's look at the first reading now, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 4 through 10. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a nation, great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry, and he saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country. He gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil, which you, O Lord, have given me, and having set them before the Lord, your God, you shall bow down in his presence." This is recognition. Moses is speaking to the people, reminding them of how the Lord brought them out of slavery And you know, this is the kind of reminder for us too. We look forward, we're in Lent now, but we look forward to the end, the finish line of Lent, which is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. And before that came his crucifixion and death. And in his death and resurrection, Jesus delivered us, just as he delivered the Israelites, from that desert. And there were dangers all around them when they were being delivered. There's the constant danger of us falling into sin and not making it to heaven, the promised land. That danger is real. It does exist. But the only way it's going to happen is if we choose it. God doesn't condemn anybody to hell. The only way we get there is we choose it. You might think, why would anybody in their right mind choose to go to hell? It's because we have a fallen human nature, and sin looks attractive to us oftentimes, especially mortal sin or deadly sin. At times, that can look like something good. And Lent gives us the chance to say to sin, no, I don't choose you. To say to Satan, get out of my way. I'm not going to follow you, Satan. I renounce you. And to turn to the Lord and say, your will be done. It might hurt at times, Lord, but I'm going to do it your way. That's what we're working on during Lent. So yes, the dangers are around us, the dangers, the temptations, attacks from the enemy, the evil one, Satan, they're all around us. But we want to keep our eye focused on Jesus. And he will lead us out of the desert and eventually home to heaven. But we have to keep our eye on him. Let's look at this, the responsorial psalm, Psalm 91. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust. No evil shall befall you, nor affliction come near you, your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the viper. You shall trample down the lion and the dragon. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will deliver him and glorify him. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. And I'll tell you what, you can count on this. The Lord will be with you. He's given you a guardian angel to protect you. The guardian angel wants to make sure that you make it safely to your heavenly home. All the angels and saints, they're standing by. Jesus himself wants to guide you, give you the grace that you need. The Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. Lots of people wanting to help you. The trick is you got to learn to listen to the right people. Listen to the right voice, not the voice of the evil one. Sometimes not the voice of people who just don't know what they're talking about. But to listen to the voice of the Lord, especially as he speaks through Scripture to us. You know, and that's how we stay on the right track. The second reading is St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For the Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What a great ending line. This is what it's all about. Our goal in life, the purpose of our life, is to make it to heaven, to live with the Lord forever. And at that point, all the temptations are gone. There are no more threats. All these things that surround us in this life, those dangers, they will no longer be present. The trick is, we got to make it from here to there and get through all those pitfalls and dangers and booby traps that are around us. During Lent, we get our focus back on Jesus and we ask for his help and we move forward, continuing our journey to heaven. With the Lord's help and your cooperation, you absolutely will make it. It's a really simple thing to understand, but it can get complicated. It's simple, but it's not easy, if that makes sense. You know, so let's keep moving forward. Recognize the presence of evil all around you, recognizing that there are dangers in this life. But ultimately, with the Lord's help, we can make it and we will make it to heaven. So during Lent, we're going to work on really focusing on the Lord, getting to know him better, deciding to follow him more, weeding out those problem areas in our lives that may be keeping us away from him. That's what we're going to work on. I'm so blessed to be able to do it with you. Thank you for joining me on this program. I invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and sign up for my daily email reflection so that we could do this together. Don't forget about the book, Give Up Worry for Lent. You can get that by going to followingthetruth.com as well. If you'd like to leave a donation for my full-time ministry, I'd greatly appreciate that too. Guess where you go for that? Followingthetruth.com. That's right. Have yourself a wonderful week. Thanks so much for listening. And God willing, I look forward to joining you next week on the show. God bless.